What are the thoughts that you meditate on every day of your life? What are the thoughts that you meditate on every day of your life? Are these thoughts listening to the television, the radio? Are these thoughts reading the publications, the media that come around, telling you other people's thoughts, telling you other people's dreams, other people's desires, other people's experiences? What are the thoughts that are going on in your mind? What are these thoughts, these changing ideas, these changing directions, these changing attitudes, these changing meditations? What's going on in your mind? Each one of us has the opportunity to think every moment of our life beautiful, happy, harmonious, joyful, fantastic thoughts, thoughts that lift us into the heavens. Now we also have the thoughts to listen to negative movies. Whenever Ellen and I are watching a movie on video and we find that it has a negative venue to it, we immediately turn it off. We don't need someone else's negativity in our life. We don't need someone else's frightfulness in our life. We don't need someone else's unhappiness in our life. We only choose to have being ourselves and having fun, having lovely things in our mind and our heart. But you're not realistic. You're not being honest. You're not being what the world's all about. I don't care. I'm the creator of my world. And as the creator of my world, I'm the creator of everything that goes on in my world. I am the creator of my world, period. I'm the one who's going to decide what is going to be in my world. I am the one that's going to decide. I'm going to decide what movie I will watch, what video I'll watch, what radio station I'll listen to, what music I'll turn on. Hey, that's interesting too, isn't it? Yes. I will turn on classical music. I will turn on rock music. I will turn on the blues. I will turn on music that represents whatever is in my attitude about myself at any moment. I will turn on to that outwardly. I will turn on to that outwardly, and I will get that response in my life. I'll get that attitude in my life, and I'll get that feeling in my life. And oh, sometimes it's pretty raunchy. But have I ever thought about the idea that I can turn on my inner radio, my inner TV, my inner books, my inner publications? I can meditate on changing directions any moment that I choose. I do not have to have my thought in one direction or the other. I do not have to listen to whatever other people are listening to. In fact, most people I don't, and you don't either. You're in a conversation, and that conversation takes another turn, and you're not interested. You let your mind wander. Or you're in a conversation with people, and you have spoken your word, and you have told the things you wanted to tell about it. You meditated with them over your ideas. And then they go telling you their ideas, and your mind's not with them anymore. You have told your story. I know how this goes so well on the speaking platform. You get up, and you're a number of speakers. And you're speaking in a panel, you're speaking in a group of people, and each one of you has an attitude on a subject. And so you get up, and you wait for the moment that you're going to speak. You don't hear what anybody else says. And then it's your turn to speak. Dr. Marley, what do you have to say on this? And you give your talk. You give your talk completely and fully. And when you're finished with that talk, when I'm finished with my talk, then I sit down and I think about my talk. I think about what I said. I think, how well did I put across my ideas? How well did I tell them what was in my heart and my soul and my being? How well did I do it? See, I take those changing directions in my meditations and I listen to them. And Almost a minute later, an instant later, the whole program's over, and they have you all sit together and give sort of a report on what has taken place. And you say, oh, I wasn't listening to what other people said. I wasn't listening to this. I wasn't listening to that. Good. Good. Okay. So then it's your turn to make a response. And you say virtually the same thing that you said in your talk. You are yourself and you're having fun and you say the same thing you said in your talk. You give your changing directions according to your thought. Now, perhaps you might even bring forth some new ideas, which would be a nice idea too. You bring forth some new directions for your thinking, for their thinking. And then, when all is said and done, each go your own way, and you might have a discussion with someone later, and they'll say, well, I really liked what you had to say. And I like the way you were definite about it and you were repetitive about it. You brought it back again and again. That was very nice. Now, it's not like somebody else said this here and somebody else said that. And the minute they start saying somebody else said, you turn it off and you go back to what you were saying. Because there's only one person in this world that's important, and that's me, that's you. There's only one person in this world that whatever our ideas are important. Because anybody else's ideas are not important. Everybody else's ideas are only said in harmony and keeping with who and what we are and who and what we think we are and what we say about ourselves. And everything else is of little account, of absolutely no account at all. We live in that fantastic attitude of mind where all is in divine order, where our changing directions, our mental attitude for our meditation. Every meditation I have, I let the changing directions of my heart flow. I let the changing directions of being myself and having fun flow. I let the changing directions just bring me to new heights, new glories, new imagination. And when I'm done arriving at these new imaginations, this new heights, I sing them out from the top of my voice. I say, hi, did you know that when you're yourself and you're having fun, all is perfect with the world. Everything is wonderful. Everything is fantastic. Everything is glorious. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that everything in this world, in this universe, is magnificent? Did you know that? Did you know that you're the most wonderful, happy, fulfilled person to walk upon the face of the earth ever? No other person has ever walked on the face of this earth as you or I. We walk on the face of the earth uniquely, wonderfully, with ever-changing directions to whatever is going on. We live in a world of joyful meditation. We live in a world of joyful feeling of we are good and very good. We live in a world that says all is in divine order. We live in a world that says, hey, this is fantastic. But only in our world. Only in our world. All the other things, all the other attitudes, all the other ways of being, we just release them and let them go. They no longer have any control over us. We let go, and we let the divine in us reveal itself, because that's all that's important. The world is waiting for the sunrise, and you and I are that sunrise. The world is waiting for the sunrise of the wisdom, of the joy, of us awakening from our meditation. And as we awaken from our meditation, we awaken with all of the magic and all of the marvelous attitudes that we are. We awaken with the peace. We awaken with the joy. We awaken with the announcement Hey, world, here I am. Oh, we're so glad you're here. What was happening before I came? Nothing. What happens after I leave? Nothing. You mean I am the only thing that makes the world go round? I am the only thing that was worth being here for? That's right. That's right. You are the meditation upon which all meditate. You are the peace upon which all are peaceful. You are the joy upon which all express the delight and joy of their being, because that's all that matters. Your meditation is the only meditation that makes any difference in this world, and the changing directions of your meditation are merely the ebb and flow of the beauty of your soul, the beauty of your heart, the beauty of you. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you very dearly.